Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Hey guys, it's Linda. I'm gonna record a little intro to the episode by myself without telling Brenda, because she's taking too long to come upstairs to record this episode. So I'm getting itchy to record, and I want to test it and see how it sounds. So I'm gonna record it. Do you hear the birds chirping? This is an intro. Hello. Welcome to our second segment. We're probably gonna say all this again, but it's our second segment of our 36 questions. It's kind of like that Ani DiFranco song, 32 flavors and then some, bitch. 32 flavors. That's what she sounds like. So this is an podcast that we have. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming back and listening. Why don't you do us a favor? Why don't you go subscribe, rate, and why am I talking like this? Lee Roy just came to join me. Why don't you go subscribe, rate, and review? That will do us a big favor and help us out big time. And also, you can email us, like, stories and shit, dumb shit, whatever you want to tell us. If you want to talk to us, you can email us at, like, I think it's nottonightpodcast@gmail.com. I think that's it. And if it's not, I'm sorry. But we also have an Instagram called Not Tonight Podcast. So go follow it, and here's our episode. Bye.
Hello again, everyone. It's Linda.
It's Brenda for the first time today. This is Not Tonight.
This is... Not tonight.
I'm a little bit, what would you call it?
Broken?
Sleepy. Sleepy and broken. My knee, stopped working last night. So,
It just said, I quit today.
It just said, okay, bye, Brenda. Nice knowing you. I'm gonna bail on you for a couple days.
Bye.
Hopefully not forever. But yeah, so it's like propped up and iced right now, but I'm all right.
All we have to do is talk.
Yeah, we're just talking.
It's the easiest job.
I'm in a cozy chair. I might need to scoot closer.
Okay.
Sorry, hopefully I don't make noise.
Yep.
My entire purse just spilled out.
This is our second episode of the segment thing that we're doing with
the 36 questions that
36 questions and then some.
And then some.
Is that what she says? Is that what she
says? No, that is not. Ani DiFranco, who I'm a big fan of, she was my first concert, by the way, but Linda hates her.
What are the lyrics?
She says I am 32 flavors and then some.
She does say and then some?
Yeah.
36 flavors and then some, bitch. What's the next line?
I'm beyond your peripheral vision.
I'm beyond your peripheral vision.
So you might want to turn your head. Because someday, it changes each verse. Someday you will find you are starving.
And someday.
Most of the words you just said.
Miss the birds.
She's seeing it way wrong. But anyway, the 36 questions, then
36
some.
Questions, and then some.
Then some shit. That lead to love. That lead to love.
We're doing that.
We've been doing that, even though we're sisters. We already love each other. We just figured that maybe you guys might want to fall in love with us. Girls, friends, beyond the binary, whoever.
I don't care.
Cats, kittens, mules.
Not Carol Baskin.
No.
Carol Baskin.
Okay. Well, I haven't read any of the second set, but they're supposedly supposed to get harder.
I gotta tell you something first.
What?
Before we get into it. I might need you to put lotion on my back tonight.
Oh, okay.
Because Mom's been doing it, but she's not here.
I got you.
I got really sunburned, guys. My back is in bad condition. It feels like somebody peeled off like two layers of skin and then poured some... rubbing alcohol on it, like, every time I lay on my back and try to readjust.
That sounds bad. Is it peeling?
It's not peeling yet. It does feel really dry right now, so I am gonna have to put more lotion on before I go to bed. But, yeah don't let me forget. Okay, sorry.
Housekeeping!
Guys. Housekeeping.
I have to put deodorant on.
Oh, okay. I don't need anything. I have everything I need.
I think we just get straight into it.
Alright, do you have the questions?
Yep.
I wish my dog would stop doing that noise.
Me too.
Anyway, why don't you come in, bud?
I began to tune him out.
Well, the podcast didn't.
Leroy, shut the hell up. Just come back in the house.
We get him and close the door.
If you keep talking.
Sorry,
to our
people. We're working on our technical difficulties. We had the door open to the deck, because it's a nice breeze outside. But my dog won't cooperate. There he is. All right. Are you ready to rumble? We're starting off on question 13.
All right. This was getting harder as we go along, huh?
Yes. The one that we last answered was if you could wake up tomorrow and have one ability, blah, blah. We're not getting back into it.
Okay.
If you guys have not listened.
Go back and listen. The fuck?
Yeah. Go back and listen to our last episode.
Okay.
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 Number 13.
Okay.
I haven't read this yet, so I might start laughing or crying. Who knows?
Okay.
If a crystal ball could tell you...
Oh, fun.
Crystal ball. If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know? Fudge, that's a hard one. You go.
I don't want to know anything.
If a crystal ball could... That's the easy way out, but it's also maybe the truth.
I don't want to know anything. It'll freak me out. It'll scare me, and it'll give me anxiety.
Yourself, your... What about yourself? Just something about yourself?
Like what?
I wouldn't mind a crystal ball telling me, like, what I need to focus on within myself at the time.
Okay, sure.
Like, if it's going to give me, like, a little insight, like, hey, girl, work out your...
Leroy, please.
Work out your Leroy issues, or, you know... deeper than that, but
yeah.
Hey, stop.
Yeah,
or like,
I don't know, I guess I would want to know, like, what, yeah, like you said, like, what I should be focusing on in my life.
I wouldn't want to know the future.
I don't want to know the future, and I don't want to know about my love life future.
I've been told about my love life future, and it's been right and wrong, so I'm not going there right now.
Okay.
Next. Number 14. Is there something that you've dreamed of doing for a long time? Why haven't you done it?
Traveling, because I don't have money.
That's a good one. I mean, I could easily say
getting
same.
A tattoo, because I don't
your
have money.
Butt.
Yeah.
Is there something you've dreamed of doing for a long time? I've dreamed of doing a lot of things for a long time. What's my number one? I just had it. Crap. Something I've dreamed of doing. Oh, well, getting back into the cello and, like, actually doing it, like, playing it regularly. That's one thing. Dreamed of doing. Fudge, I had it. And, Leroy is really distracting me right now.
Leroy, you gotta go lay down or something. You're ruining our podcast.
I know, I totally lost my train of thought.
Like, seriously, we have
yeah,
a
I would
podcast.
Like to travel. Oh, I know. Make clothing.
Make clothing.
I've always had a fascination with, well, fashion and clothing. I've always wanted to. I don't even know how to sew that well. I know how to, like, put a button on a shirt. That's about it. So, no, I don't know how to sew. But I have my own, you know, sewing machine and mannequin, our mascot, Louie. Mm. But, yeah, that's something that I've... Oh, wait. Why haven't I done it?
Yeah.
Because I put things off, man. What about you? You don't have money.
I'm broke.
Yeah, being broke sucks.
Me. When you're broke, you can't do the things you want to
yeah,
do. It's that
shit.
Simple. Next.
Next. Okay.
This
I really need him to stop. What is the greatest Shut accomplishment it. Of your life? He needs a toy.
Graduating high school.
Leroy.
Is your greatest accomplishment?
Of my life? I'm not acting very proud of him right now. Good boy, lay down. He just wants to get in between us. I'm not acting like I'm very proud of him right now. But yeah, I feel like he's one thing that I'm proud of, that I've helped accomplish because he's my dog.
Yeah.
That's what he was trying to do. Something as far as I'm concerned, I guess finding a job that that's really rewarding and that I'm good at.
Yeah. I haven't gotten there yet. Mine is just...
I mean, I don't get enough money.
Graduating high school was a big thing that I didn't want to do, but I did it. And now I've started college, which I guess is
yeah,
an accomplishment.
Yeah, that's a huge accomplishment.
Itself, even though I hate it, and I don't want to do it, and we'll see where that goes.
He's gonna make all the noise. We might have to take a break already.
Oh my god, you guys.
Sorry.
Fucking take a break.
My greatest accomplishment is being bad right now.
My greatest accomplishment is...
He's not podcast. Being bad. He just can't chew the bone beneath our podcast.
All right, goodbye, podcast.
We'll be right back. I promise.
We're back.
Hey, everybody.
Leroy's outside laying on our new rug that we have for our outdoor deck.
What's he doing? Is he chilling?
He's just laying down looking at me.
Well, let's not jinx it. Let's get right back into it.
Okay, what number were we on?
Shoot, we were on, number 16. Excuse me. What do you value most in a friendship?
Just being able to be, like, my best friend, Amber, we're best friends because I can just be really, really weird around her, and it's not, I mean, it's weird. She tells me all the time how weird I am, but she doesn't judge me for it, and she allows it.
True.
And I don't feel, insecure about it. Like, I can just be really goofy and weird and look fat and ugly and not wear makeup, and
I love those girls.
Stupid. And I can tell her when I'm uncomfortable. Like, if we're out somewhere, I can tell her, like, okay, I'm ready to go home. And then she always does listen to me. Just being
this
like
is
a
the
down
same girl
bitch.
That you wanted to kick her ass last week.
Yes. Sometimes we get into fights, but we've never gotten into a physical fight, which is like a really, it's like a miracle because we're both really aggressive. But
isn't she a Cancer?
She's a Sagittarius.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's actually a miracle. But we've gotten into screaming matches, and she's like jumped out of my car while I was driving.
Wow, that's not good.
Yeah, because I wouldn't shut up. But we always make up because we love each other.
Mm. I get what you're saying about being weird, like no holds bar or whatever. That's basically mine. Like, somebody that you can just be like your true, weird, authentic self, and nobody's gonna judge, and they like get down with you and they're just as weird. That's how my best childhood friend Angela is. And even though like we don't talk every day,
me and Amber don't
I haven't talk seen her in ages, but like I can text her anytime and like pick right back up, you know?
Yeah.
Just we also like knew each other at a very young age. I feel like you and Amber were the same.
My other friend like that is Stephen Halsey. I've been friends with him since sixth grade. We've been best friends since sixth grade, and I don't even know the last time I talked to him. Like, we really don't talk. Shout out Stephen Halsey, but
yeah.
But we're best friends because I can just be weird around him. I've been a weirdo since sixth grade, and he just is used to it, and he just laughs and doesn't care.
I love those people. Oh, and also, I have, like, my friend Jack that we were just talking about a while back. He's one of those people that I've stayed in touch with forever, and, like, if I'm going through something or having a rough day or whatever, like, I know that I can text him and not feel bad about it and, like, know that he'll kind of reassure me or at least make me laugh, you know? Like he's a very loyal friend, I would say.
Yeah.
Loyalty is pretty big on me. Down bitches.
Okay.
Next. Oh, goodness. These might get harder. All right, number 17. What is your most treasured memory? Reflections of the way life used to be. I don't know. I can't think.
My most treasured memory?
Your most treasured memory? I mean...
I don't know.
One? Just one?
I don't know that I have a most treasured memory.
The first thing that came to my mind, and this is really stupid, but riding like roller coasters with Dad.
That's not stupid.
I don't know why, I just like blipped in my head, like riding those, remember those like drop tower things at the beach? But that's not my most treasured. I mean, I did like doing that.
I don't
that.
Have just one. I would say that as a whole, like going to the beach with my family is a treasured memory every time.
Yeah. My mind goes to family times.
Yeah.
We're so sweet.
Like, I love when my family is together at the beach having fun.
I also think about when I was, like, a little kid, I had a pretty cool childhood. Like, climbing trees and riding bikes. Those were the days.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, I've had a cool couple moments, like, at music festivals. Like, when I saw the Dead at Bonnaroo, that was, like, a treasured memory for sure.
I don't have anything.
It's just so
like
cool.
That. Actually, my first concert was a treasured memory. I wouldn't say it's my most treasured memory.
I forget
memory,
who it was.
Aerosmith.
Oh,
Aerosmith.
Right. Yeah, that's a good
when
one.
When he first came out, I think the first song they played was Train Kept a Rollin'. And I don't know, man. When he started, when they played Dream On, he started screaming. It was like I got goosebumps. It was like
he so, sounded good.
Yeah, it was so crazy to like hear him screaming at me in real life.
It's amazing that he still sounds good because he's getting up there.
Yeah, like when I saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, I'm gonna keep it real with you. They weren't all that.
Well, they're not the same Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, but he was really good, and he had all of his scars on his microphone, and I remember I just felt so happy because I knew that it was Mom and Dad's first concert together.
Oh, that's right.
And it was their first date, I think. An Aerosmith concert.
No way.
Yeah.
That's a really good first date,
yeah.
Dad.
So the fact that I saw them for my first concert,
aww.
It was like a connection. Like, wow, my mom and dad really saw him when they were like 15.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, Mom's 14, I think.
Damn. They are so young.
I know. So, yeah.
They're still together, y'all.
Yeah, our parents are still together. They love each other.
Can you imagine being with the same person from the time you're 14 until however old Mom is, 55?
Yes, I wish I could have, but he doesn't love me the same way.
Oh, shit. Oh, will you still love
That's
me?
That's my truth.
I
can't imagine it.
I can't imagine.
I mean, no, I can't, because I've also dated other people, and I can't imagine being a grown-ass adult and not having, like, hooked up with, like, other people.
Yeah, that's a whole nother side of it.
So, yeah.
Anyways. What is our next... Oh,
that's
God.
Another thing. When I was at the beach the other night, remember I was telling you the boys I was talking to, I wasn't very fond of them.
Yeah.
They were talking about this girl whose name was also Natalie, who apparently, like, they called her a whore because she, like, slept with...
First
like,
of all, don't call me that.
Yeah, like, because she slept with, like, all the guys in their friend group, and I said, well,
what
they were,
that's
like,
what she
they
wanted.
Were like, what do you think of that? And I was like, honestly, it sounds like she was having a really good
honestly,
time.
Honestly, yeah, maybe she just wanted to...
Sounds like she's having a lot of fun to me,
experience.
And they both looked at me like I was a crazy slut from hell.
Well, we don't know her.
Yeah, I was like,
how
I mean,
are we to judge?
I just think it sounds like she's having fun, like... She's living her life.
Yeah, I would never. So, I would never judge her.
I wouldn't either.
It's not my place.
I
want to
live
her.
My life too. Like, what do you guys like? Shut up.
Everybody's
are you guys mad because
life.
You have a big forehead? You guys both have big foreheads, and you look
could,
like
could
a
be.
Good 8 years older than you are.
Or maybe she hasn't slept with them.
Yeah, sorry,
Charlie.
Whatever. And one of them was bitter because his girlfriend left him for another girl.
Well, it happens. It's life.
That's life.
All right, guess what the next one is.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. It's about to take a turn.
Okay.
What is your most terrible memory?
Oh,
I mean,
I don't know.
I'm not really
going to
go there because I've got a fucking PTSD.
I mean, obviously, yeah. There's like a situation where I have PTSD from it, but
a couple
I'm
PTSD
not going to go there.
So we're not going to go
the
there.
Details of that. But some of my more lighthearted terrible memories are, I don't know, Russell busting my nose with a Pikachu pillow, you and Russell locking me out and pretending to be the FBI, Russell making me stand there and watch that tornado gave
His
me...
His name is Booker.
Booker making me stand there and watch that tornado really pissed me
wow,
off.
Wow, Booker.
Getting that rock stuck in my foot because you didn't put my shoes on me.
Oh, thanks.
Getting a concussion at school and throwing up, and it really hurt my head really bad, that kid there.
Ouch.
Me and this kid ran into each other, we butted heads, and his head was like... big as shit. Like, he had a big ass head and it really hurt my head, and he was fine, but I got a concussion, and then the nurse tried to tell me to go to sleep, and then Mom came and was like freaking the fuck out because she was like, she could have gone into a fucking coma. And then driving to the hospital, that was a terrible memory.
Oh my gosh.
One time maybe I shouldn't say that. One time I got kind of twisted in high school and I threw up in front of everybody in the hallway. That was a good one. And I had to be put into a wheelchair and stroll down the school and everybody, like, right when classes were changing. And I was really pale and looked disgusting because I was just puking my guts up. And everybody looked at me really funny. That was a terrible memory.
Oh, my gosh. So a lot. Wow.
Oh, also, when getting water... boarded when I was a child by that teacher at my daycare.
Ew, somebody waterboarded you?
Well, he, like, stepped on my chest and, like, poured water over my face or something.
Ew, gross, why?
I don't know, he was, like, calling it Chinese water torture or something.
Oh, wow, that's not good.
That was a terrible memory. Kids used to, like, kick my legs under the tables there, that was bad, and bite me and pull my hair. And I used to come home all bruised up, that was a bad memory.
That was a terrible daycare.
One time at the babysitter's house, the babysitter Miranda, I pooped my pants and I couldn't get out of the bedroom. She locked me in there and then she got really pissed at me for pooping my pants.
Oh my goodness. Why did mom take you to so many weirdos?
I don't know. Also, her friend.
Oh my god.
Mom's friend Anne Marie's house, her kid chasing me around the house with a butcher knife.
Oh yeah, that kid.
And I had to lock myself in the bathroom.
That kid locked me in a bedroom one time when I was babysitting her. She was maniacal.
Yeah, those are all mine.
Wow, okay. I was gonna say, I feel really bad for that accident with Booker where his arm got broken. It's a bad one. I feel bad for... I can't stop coughing. Sorry. I feel bad for a couple of the fights that me and mom and dad got into when I was, like, a teenager. My most terrible memory, yeah. I had a couple of shitty, like, bullying shit in high school.
Where you were a bully?
No, I was bullied. I got these fucking girls started a screen name. It was called, I'm just gonna say my real name, Hori Tori 69.
Oh,
and
wow.
They, like, badgered me online every fucking day. And they started a real life rumor that was horrifying. And people actually believed it. It was about me sleeping with this nasty guy and, like, putting a paper bag over my head and screaming, like, mustard all over me or something. Like, he was, like, dehumanizing and horrible. All because this chick was pissed that her boyfriend tried to kiss me at a party. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Fuck him, not me.
Yeah.
But, anyway, she wasn't there yet in her journey. So, she took it out on me and, spread terrible rumors. That was a terrible memory.
Oh, man.
I was a virgin, dude. And, everybody thought I slept this nasty fucker.
Fuck that. Mm-hmm. I don't want that question.
Yeah, let's go to something happier.
Yeah.
They're only gonna get harder. All right. 19. If you knew... Oh, my God. If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly... Would you change anything about the way you are now living and why?
Yeah, I would save up all my money and...
If you were going to die suddenly in 1 year?
I would take all the money that I had and I would just travel somewhere and then I would not buy a ticket back and I would just live in another
die
country.
Die out here in the country by yourself.
Yeah. I want to travel the world, maybe, but if I only have enough money to go one place... I'm
How are you
going to
get your body back?
I better pick a good place and get there. And you guys got to just know where I am at all times. And if I die out there, I'm out there.
We're all going to start frogging to go follow you out there.
I'm going to, like, go to freaking France or Ireland or something and just die.
You're going
to
start a family cult.
I'm going to start a cult and then kill myself.
Oh, my gosh. Linda.
In another country.
Oh, wow. Okay. For real?
What was the question?
If you knew you were going to die suddenly in 1 year, what would you... Well, would you change anything about the way you're living now and why?
Yeah, I would go do shit. I would go...
Travel, dude.
I would just try to go places and tell everybody that I love how much I love them.
Oh.
And maybe try to get pregnant.
Who's going to raise the baby?
Somebody.
I'll raise it.
You can, just so everybody will have a memory of me, because I'm sure my kid will be cool as shit.
Sickening.
So have a baby pop it out, go die in Ireland.
Wow. That's a...
Wow.
What
about you?
That's a big answer. I was just going to say, like, be more productive. Like, I wish I had, like, a... More of a go-get-em attitude, man. Some days are hard. Life's hard out here in the pandemic.
Yeah.
Especially when you have a knee that stopped working.
Yeah.
That shit sucked because I came home so motivated last night to, like, unpack all this stuff cool that I have for my house. And then my knee just was like, not tonight. But yeah, that was going to be mine. Very practical. Very Capricorn of me to say.
Yeah. Okay.
That I wish I had like a...
I mean, that's
really... I would want to change... If I knew I was going to die in a year, I would want to change my...
But also, what's the point of being productive?
Like, carpe diem kind of thing.
What does it matter?
Just like to live life to the most, I guess. Get out of bed. Man.
I would break some glass.
Not watch Below Deck, the yacht sailing edition, all day. But to be fair, my knee's busted. So
yeah, you're allowed to.
I did that today. It was really fun. I wouldn't say fun.
I'll pay you for one of your soft tacos.
What? What? Okay. Linda's already ready for a break.
Sorry, we gotta get through this. I'm already starting to think about food.
Okay, how many questions do we have left? We got a handful. This one's similar. And I'm gonna want a beverage. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Let's take a quick 30-second break.
Okay. Just a little bit of a... just a little bit of a... barrel. Okay. What number were we on?
We were on number 20. What does friendship mean to you?
I thought we already answered that.
That was like what we look most for in a friendship.
Well, my answer is the same.
What? Yeah, somebody you can be close and weird with. All right, that was a dumb one. Number 21. What roles do love and affection play in your life? Love and affection.
I don't get much of it, except for roles. My family.
I would say...
I don't get much love. I get affection. I get affection, but not that much love.
I like love.
I mean, I love everybody that I'm affectionate with. So, goodbye.
Is that your answer?
Yep.
Final answer? Okay. I love love. Same kind of thing. I associate love with my family, my dog, my friends. I would like to find the love of my life. That'd be cool. Affection? I love affection. Actually do. Weirdly, I do. You wouldn't think I would. I like my own personal space, but I like a partner that is very affectionate. I do. Because I'm not that affectionate. So it's kind of one-sided. But I'm more affectionate with somebody that is, like, real goofy, like, lovey-dovey.
Oh, I'm not like that.
Really? But you're a Taurus. You're cozy.
I don't like being touched.
Oh, I do. Okay, moving on. Number 22. This is a longer one. Okay, we have to alternate.
Oh my God.
Sharing something you consider a positive characteristic of your partner, podcast partner. Share a total of 5 items.
I'll go first.
Positive characteristic?
I think that you're really peppy. Like, if this were Animal Crossing, you would be a peppy personality.
I love that, yeah.
You would be, like, Flora or Sprinkle.
I love a good peppy
I was talking about being, like, a pop star.
Yeah, you know? I want to be a pop star.
You're really peppy, which is good, because I'm not.
I was going to say, we're supposed to alternate.
Okay.
I was going to say that you're really honest. Like, you're an honest bitch. In a good way. Like, you're not a bitch. You're just... You're real with people, but you're a good communicator, so you can get your point across while being real.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think that you are compassionate. I think that you...
I cry for bugs and miners.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is a nice quality to have.
As cold as I can come across, I actually do have a tender heart. Okay, you are beautiful. Seriously, Linda is like the most sickening girl. I hope you see it because you're so pretty. Like, you're just the prettiest girl. You got the best genes out of all of us.
No, I didn't.
You are like a supermodel and you have the prettiest eyes and face and eyebrows.
Thank you. I was gonna say, I really love your pink hair. I think it gives you a whole new attitude.
I got a new attitude!
Gives you a lot of spunk, and I think it fits you well.
Wow, thanks.
That's 3, right?
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard.
I like your...
Ooh, I got one.
Attitude. attitude. No, you're the kind of girl that will just get up and go to Taco Bell at any hour. Or, like, get up and go buy home decor and buy fucking rugs and shit. Like,
if you want it, you gotta get it.
If you want it, you gotta... You're a hustler. You've always been a hustler. You used to sell candy on the school bus. Like, you've always had that kind of hustler mentality. I admire that.
I like your style. I think that you dress well. I think that you have really good style. And sometimes I really like your shoes.
My shoes?
I wish that our feet were the same size.
Wow, thank you. That's a great compliment. I like your style. Mm-hmm. And I would just say this. I think we're probably more than five. I like your style. I like your, what's the right word? You already said spunk. Your I don't give a fuck kind of attitude. Like, you'll just wear whatever the fuck you want. And you pull it off always. And you've adopted some of our old shit in like cool new ways. Like, our old clothes. And I'm really proud of your musical taste. Like, you've grown up to be a cool kid. You're not a kid anymore, but...
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were all worried about you for a minute when you started liking a Simple Plan. Like, we were like, shit, is she gonna suck? But no, you're, like, cooler than all of us.
Well, I also like how much you love your dog. And I think that you're a really good mom. And...
Yeah.
I think that Leroy really loves you.
I think you have a weird little pet personality that is different than mine. But I think it's pretty cool that you like lizards.
I don't really like lizards. I don't like lizards.
And rodents.
I don't really like mice either. I just had one.
She's had mice and snakes and rodents.
I felt bad for that mouse.
Fish.
It bit the fuck out of me. Like, I didn't like it. I couldn't interact with it because it bit me and it made me bleed.
I just admire that you have a mother nature nurture.
Oh yeah, I would love to nurse things back to health.
With the birds at your old work, and like, you're in tune to like the smaller animals.
I'm like a fairy godmother.
Like a big old dog person.
I'm like a little woodland fairy.
You're very intuitive to like. You like birds. Come on.
Oh my god, today I saw this cardinal couple on a fence. Aww. When I was parked in a parking lot. It was a cardinal boy and girl, and they were like pecking their little peckers together. Their little beaks together. And they were really cute, and they just flew away together. And I thought it was a beautiful moment.
What a great detail.
Anyway.
I feel like I've seen that picture on like a calendar at like Granny's house.
Like two cardinals
kissing
snow.
On the woods. On the
like a snowy branch or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
Next. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. 23. Okay, so we're going to have to just answer this one collectively. How close and warm is your family? I don't like how to ask you two questions in one. How close and warm is your family? Do you feel your childhood was happier than most other people's?
My family's the best family that there ever was.
The very best family ever.
We have our issues, but we all love each other.
We're very close and very warm.
Yeah, we're very friendly and we love each other.
I would say a lot from my experiences and observations, in a lot of cases, we're warmer than most families. Like,
yeah,
we talk about our shit. And yeah, I mean,
that's what I was talking
sometimes.
To about one of the boys at that beach. He got drunk and started telling me all about his family, and he said something like about his family, like they never talked. Like his parents,
a lot of families are like
his
that,
parents got divorced when he was like a sophomore, but like they never like were affectionate and they like never talked about anything. Like, and I told him that's weird. Like my family, like we fight and get it out and like talk about shit,
but we're also very affectionate at the same time.
Yeah.
Like we give each other hugs,
we
tell each other
we love you all the time.
I probably embarrass our brother. Like the other day, I had to go to the chiropractor, and he came in there when I was in there. And when he left, I was like, okay, love you, like, in front of everybody. People were probably like, what the, who the fuck is she? But I just, it's just out of habit.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
And love, actual love.
I love everybody.
Yeah, I love you guys. Do we feel our childhood was happier than most other people's? I mean,
yeah,
it had its ups and downs, but yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, my childhood was kind of weird because mom hurt her back when I was in, like, fourth grade, so I didn't really get to do all the stuff with her that you guys got to, but other than that, it was normal. It was fine. I played by myself a lot, and I was kind of shy and anxious, but
yeah,
it's okay. It made me who I am.
I talked to mom about that the other night.
What?
Just about how, like, we as siblings were all, like, we didn't recognize it back then, but we were all kind of anxious children. We all just kind of coped with it in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
But I was an anxious child myself.
Do you remember that time when I freaked out when you were trying to help me with my math homework because you kept saying digits instead of... You kept saying digits, and I was like, well, what is a digit?
No.
And you were like, it's just another word for number. And I was like, well, why don't you just say number then? And you were like, because it says digit. And then you kept saying digit, and
I was direction
getting
to you.
So pissed off. Like, just say number then if it's a number because I don't understand what a digit is. And then I freaked out and started crying, and then I ran to my room.
How old were you?
I don't know. It's an early memory.
I, like, vaguely
it was, like,
remember.
Math homework. If it was, like, talking about digits, it was probably, like,
you did not like me helping with your homework.
Well, I got really pissed at you for not saying number.
Oh, my bad. I know what you mean, though, like, with math terminology, like...
It just was pissing me off for some reason.
I need a relatable way to understand it, because some of those math words mean nothing to me.
I was just so frustrated. And that was such a small thing, but stuff like that would get me
I was
really
probably getting under your skin. Digits. I was probably, I don't know what I was doing. I don't know what I was.
I don't really, I just remember that we were laying in the hallway doing it.
What?
It was at the house
I
of the pool.
I do not remember that.
It's one of my earliest memories. It's one of my only, because I don't remember a whole lot from my childhood. I just remember, like, little blurbs of things.
Yeah, some people don't.
Like, and that's one of them.
I remember my childhood vividly, man.
That's weird.
Yeah. A lot of my friends, though, were like that. I have a friend that, like, doesn't basically remember anything until, like, fourth grade.
I remember, yeah, just little weird things. But that's it.
All right.
All right.
So our family's pretty tight.
Our family's sickening, sorry. Our
family's silly, okay? Well, there's only one more question.
Okay.
In this set. How do you feel about your relationship with your mother?
Oh my god. Can we, like...
I'll go first.
That sounds bad, but I need, like, a minute.
Oh my gosh.
No, keep going.
Linda, quit the podcast, why don't you? I was just with my mother the other day, so I feel like we talked it out a lot, and I feel good. My relationship with my mother... When I was a child, we were really, really super close. Like, I was super attached to her. She always, like, brags about... I was, like, one of the... Or I was the first kid out of all... Or the only kid out of all four of us that, like, she didn't work for a period of time, like, when I was younger. So, like, it was just me and her at home before Booker was born. So she always, like, said that that's why I was so, like, attached to her. But, hang on 1 second. Take over one for just 1 second.
Yeah, this question, I didn't mean to walk away like that. I love my mom. This question just stresses me out because sometimes my mom stresses me out.
Yeah, she's a funny girl. But anyway, my mom was young when she had all of us, basically, but me. So I always thought she was, like, the cool young mom, and she was. I really admire my relationship with my mom. And then my teen years, I resented her because we moved. I took a lot of shit out on her, and we fought like cats and dogs, like, bad. And then when I was in college, we got closer again because I missed her, and I never thought that I would miss her because we fought really bad when I was in high school. Like, we were not in a good place when I left for college. I took a lot of my shit out on her.
That's a fire.
Yeah, that's weird. anyway... But now, we're super close again, and I love her, man. She's funky. She's a funky cold Medina.
Okay, me and Mom, here's the backstory. I've always been close with my mom because she hurt her back when I was in, like, fourth grade really bad and got a couple surgeries, and then she's never worked since then, so she's always been home with me since I was, like, seven, or however old you are. And wow, he's such a good dog. Leroy just took his bone outside.
I'm so proud of him.
He's such a good dog. Anyways, so I've always been home with her, which I've always kind of had, like, this built-in resentment against her for also because I didn't get to do the same things with her. Like, it was always hard to go, like, school shopping with her because she couldn't walk for that long. And, like,
yeah,
we couldn't go, like, do shit. And, like, we still can't really go do shit because it hurts her too much to, like, have to go do shit. But we are really, 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 really close because we've been together for so long that we talk a lot. So I talked to her about... I talked like dish. I talked to her about everything. So she's like my best friend. We're really
close.
She's
a bad bitch.
She just, sometimes her anxiety, I definitely get my anxiety from her. And sometimes her anxiety, she can get like really frantic and anxious, and it makes me get like mad at her and like kind of get kind of stern with her because... like it happened today, because she just gets anxious out of nowhere, and I have to tell her, "Mom, you gotta chill out. You just gotta relax.
You guys have to chill. Y'all have like a very
and I can't relax. I can't relax because I got so much going on. I'm like, Mom, you gotta chill though, because you can't give it to me. You cannot give it to me. I don't have time to be anxious today.
Y'all have a very close relationship.
But then she called me on my way here and was like, "I'm sorry. I'm just really anxious. I'm just. I know. Blah blah blah. Yeah."
Damn, you guys fight. You guys spend a lot more time together than I do with her now. But I was gonna say, y'all have like a bickering type of relationship that I can't handle. Like the other day when I was on the deck with y'all, like, oh man, you guys just go back and forth, back and forth. It's just white noise to me.
I have to finish it.
Why?
Because she can't keep doing weird stuff. She's gotta know that sometimes what she's doing is a little bit weird. You gotta stop.
But then you guys talk over each other and it's so loud.
Well, I'm sorry. You gotta get used to it. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
I had a good ass night with Mom though the other night. Cause Linda and my dad went to the beach, so I went to my mom's house. I don't even remember what we really talked about now. Everything. We just talked and laughed and sat on the deck and. She was funny and cool. She drank a beer with me. Yeah, she was chill.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's it for this segment.
That's the last. We can just keep rolling if you want, but...
I mean, what's going on?
We've got 11 more questions. 11?
Don't look at them.
I'm not looking at them. I was gonna... Yeah, there's 36. We got through 24. We've got 12 left.
Oh, God, they are getting harder. But I feel like we go through them.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
We go through them pretty quickly.
We flew through that last set, and I thought they were harder.
Well, I'm glad that we got through that without taking another break, because I didn't want to have to put in another... Because we already have, like, two in this episode, but...
Yeah.
Anyways. I mean, I said at the beginning to subscribe, rate, and review. I wish somebody would fucking do it. I mean, people are listening, so why aren't you listening to me?
Yeah, we're getting listeners.
So, like, listen to what I'm telling you and do it.
It would really help. It would just really help with our numbers and stuff, so hopefully we can get more sponsors, and then we can get better equipment, and then we can sound better.
I want to do a live show one day, okay? Then can you help like, me, like, get to my goal?
Real podcasters.
Like, I want a sponsor, dude.
We need y'all's input.
I want, like, a CBD sponsor. So why doesn't anybody listen to us? We need to get stickers made.
We need things.
We need to promote. You guys need to share us.
Promote. Yeah, promote like, us. Rate, share, subscribe. What else? Anything?
I'm trying to think. I got two new villagers in Animal Crossing. I don't think I told you guys that. I kicked out Rex, who was a boring lion, and who else moved? I think Lyman moved. He was a jock, and then I got Flora, who's peppy, flamingo, love her to death, and I got Bo, who is a lazy deer, and he's really cute.
I have him.
Yeah, so that's really fun. We had the bug off.
I sucked at the bug off.
On Saturday, my top score was 11.
Mine was 3.
Sold a lot of bugs to Flick. It was fun.
I'm not what one would call a good bug catcher, but you are.
It was fun. I went to the beach for a couple days with my dad. I got burnt on my back, but it's okay. I'm putting lotion on it, and I look sickening because I have some color in my face. And, you know, I'm thinking about going back maybe with Brenda and the dog.
Yeah.
We gotta get one of those, like, tent things from Walmart so that
we know. I get one every year, and every year it breaks.
I'll get one.
Yeah. I gotta watch those numbers, though, man. We keep seeing spikes in other states.
Well, Virginia's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pandemic life.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need to go. We can just, like I said, just take a day trip to Virginia.
Yeah, I really miss the beach. Our family is beach people.
I don't mind driving, and I don't have to drink on the beach. I don't have to drink to have a good time. I don't need a drink. So
no, I want to go and stay the night, but yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's more expensive than what I'm thinking. But
yeah, we could totally like do a day trip for sure. We just had I don't know the dog rules in Virginia.
Well, on The Bachelor, when Pilot Pete came to visit Victoria in Virginia Beach, she had her dog on the beach.
I feel like they're not allowed on the public beach.
I'll look it up.
But yeah, I would love a good beach trip. I've been laying out on the deck.
We need to do that tomorrow. Dad told us that we could just go to fucking Jimbo's pool whenever we want, just to tell him to call Jimbo. Weird? No, he said they're cool as shit. They don't care.
Alright.
We can go lay at their pool anytime. All he has to do is call Jimbo and tell him that we're coming.
Well, if my knee will start working again, tell it to turn back on.
And then I think Saturday they're going to do a 4th of July thing at his house.
Oh my gosh, so yeah. 4th of July is coming.
We can eat food and swim.
I'm just taking it day by day, y'all.
And then we can leave early if we want. We can, like, because I think they're going to start cooking around, like, 10 or 11. So you could eat, and then they're going to play cornhole. We could, like, be around the pool while it's sunny, and then once the sun shifts, we can go home. I don't know. We don't have to be around them if we're at the pool.
Yeah, I gotta social distance.
Yeah.
For real.
For real.
For pandemic reasons and for just life reasons. I just don't feel like talking to people right now.
Yeah, we don't have to.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
let's lay out tomorrow. That's a goal.
We're going to lay out, set some goals.
Maybe I'll go get breakfast in the morning.
There's lots of eclipses going on in astrology right now. If y'all want to read into it, it's fucked. we're getting ready to get another one on the 3rd.
Aren't we in like retrograde July, right now?
Yeah, we're in Mercury retrograde right now. Venus retrograde just ended. Apparently, I'm supposed to have a good July.
I haven't read my co-star or my pattern in a while. I don't know what's
we're gonna do an astrology episode one of these days, y'all. If you would ever give us feedback, we'll read you.
Yeah, just give
we'll
us
read your birth
send
chart.
Us email us your fucking birth your birthday
time
year,
of birth
time of birth and
that's
place
important
of birth.
Place of birth. If you don't know your time of birth, ask your mom or dad or guardian, whatever, somebody who would know. If you're old enough, I think it used to be on your birth certificate.
DM us Not Tonight Podcast on Instagram.
Yes.
Your fucking birthdays, and we'll do a reading episode.
Or Gmail Not Tonight Podcast, Twitter, Not Tonight Pod, Facebook, Not Tonight Podcast.
Yeah.
Go get them, Tiger.
All right, guys, I'm tired and I'm ready to eat ice cream and watch probably Don Lemon. Oh, yeah. Don Lemon's over, dude. It's 9:41.
Wow. We can watch Below Deck. Okay.
All right.
Love you.
Love you. Bye. Be careful.
Be careful out there.
See ya.